That's weird, right? So weird.
And we're back.
Welcome back, Roscoe.
What?
I don't know.
You're so weird.
Look, my Instagram is so cool. Look at this.
That's our picture.
Look.
Can you fix that?
Yes.
Okay. And we're good to go.
Good to go.
Okay. Look. So we're going to go over 15 stories about fairies that prove they are more creepy than cute. Yeah?
Yaman.
Yaman. Okay. When you think of fairies, what comes to mind? What do you think about when you think of fairies?
Fairy dust.
Okay. You probably picture an adorable and sparkly creature akin to Disney's Tinkerbell, a lovely and above all friendly presence. You may even want to make contact with them. Unfortunately, glittering humanoids with butterfly wings are the stuff of children's stories. Retrace fairy folklore and you'll discover the secret scary origins. Cultures all over the world put their own disturbing spin on the fae. In Wales, fairy folk take away babies and leave their own twisted offspring in their place. Scottish Kelpies, meanwhile, are known for their taste for human flesh. As for Icelandic Huldufólk and Filipino Berberica, you'll have to keep reading to discover. Oh, let's just ignore that part.
What?
Nothing.
Nope.
But just because they're mythological doesn't mean that fairies are any less frightening. Here are a few of the darkest attributes. Just remember, before you go to sleep at night, to shut those windows.
Ooh.
Okay. Every time. Okay, y'all. Sorry, my notes disappeared. I had to find them. So, number one, their babies back from the grave. Utbirds are fairies that are believed to be revived spirits of babies who pass during harsh winters. They tend to haunt anyone who hangs around the sites of their demise. Misery is their mission. Utbirds are even known to transform into large and terrifying owls that prey on night travelers. That's number one. Number two. It keeps...
Technical difficulty.
Okay. Number two. They will claw you to pieces. Typically illustrated as haggard and old, red caps are said to be armed with razor-sharp teeth and claws, which they use to eat humans and fairies alike. Their name hints at their vicious nature. Red caps mop up their target's blood with their cap after committing a slaying. Number three. They like to slay children. Bean Fion fairies are also known as drowning fairies. They're said to pull children to their underwater doom. If you're searching for a Bean Fion fairy, you're advised to look around dark waters where drownings have occurred. These creatures were likely devised by parents looking to keep their kids from playing in the water. But that doesn't make it any less creepy. What kind of parent is going to be like, don't get near that deep water. Those fairies are going to pull you down and drown your ass. Like, who does that? Okay. Number four. Their screams mean doom. The Banshee, also known as Woman Fairy, originated in Ireland and is said to be most active at night before passing. In some folklore, she even comes to the door of those who are expected to pass. She looks like a full-sized human female, and though her appearance varies by region, her hair is always stringy and she always wears a white gown or shroud. She frequently appears covered in moss as well. The banshee is recognized by her loud mourning wails, which are said to be a harbinger of someone's demise. Number five, they get very excited by death. Varakas gather outside the homes of dying people while happily chattering to each other. What a bunch of little dicks. These 18-inch tall harbingers of doom are instantly recognizable thanks to their vivid red color and blood-stained teeth. According to folklore, they can be appeased, but it isn't easy. Varakas require a shrine filled with daily burned offerings of flowers and spices to leave you alone. So, they're pretty needy, right?
Right.
All right, y'all, we're at number six, and they have evil souls. According to Irish folklore, the Slúach, I guess that's how you say it, are fairies thought to be souls of evil people. These fairies travel in a swarm at night, often appearing like blackbirds. Their preferred prey are dying people who have not yet been given their last rites. Some stories, however, say that you can call them by feeling deep sadness or simply by saying their name. Once the slaw, that just sounds wrong, have you in their sights, the only way to be rid of them is to offer another person in your place. But they're easy to spot. In their humanoid form, the slaw look like malnourished people with leathery wings. So they are not hiding it, are they? No, sir. All right, we are on number seven.
Number seven.
They eat humans. Fairies aren't just menaces to humans. They can be a threat to their own kind, too. Consider Kelpies, a kind of human-eating fae. Small, ugly, and bulbous, Kelpies are known for their foul tempers. They were once said to crop up everywhere in Scottish lochs in the North Sea, but fell into decline thanks to their appetite for other fairies. But Kelpies don't discriminate when it comes to slaying. They love to eat deer that wander too near the lochs, and they are able to shapeshift to lure in human prey. There are even folktales about Kelpies who take the appearance of seahorses, luring young maidens who they then submerge and devour. Number eight, they lure you with bait. According to Filipino folklore, Berberoga are highly dangerous fairies that inhabit rivers and swamps. They are said to prey upon fishermen by ingesting large volumes of water, thereby bringing up fish. Once the fishers make their way to that specific spot, the Berberoga regurgitates the water to capsize their boats. Ultimately, the helpless fishers are dragged underwater and eaten. So they're disgusting. All right, number nine, they take babies. Bendith, a clan of Welsh fairies, are notorious baby nappers. They nab human babies and replace them with their own deformed offspring known as Crimbles. Sometimes, the Bendith will return the baby after teaching it about music, but more often than not, parents require the assistance of a witch to get their child back. When they aren't taking children, the Bendith get their kicks riding horses and tangling up their manes. That's very specific. All right. Okay. Number 10, their ugliness can end you. A threatening but solitary creature, the Fakin fairy lives in the Highland Mountains. The Fakin's brooding nature is due to its appearance, as it has only one of everything. One ear, one arm, one leg, one toe, and one eye. All of these features are centered directly down the middle of its body, which is both hairy and feathery. These creatures are said to be so hideous that the mere sight of them can stop a person's heart. The Faken is sensitive about not having wings or the gift of flight, so it waves a spike club at all living things that cross its path. This poor thing.
Right?
I feel so bad for it. Okay. Number 11. They like to wreck ships. The blue men of the Minch or sea kelpies prey on sailors. They sport green beards and hair and are pretty buff. Some say that these creatures live in caves underwater and that they can control the weather and the seas. If you ever plan on sailing the high seas, make sure you have what it takes to defeat the sea kelpies. According to folklore, captains have escaped disaster on the water simply with their sharp tongues. However, the blue men of the Minch can only be beaten in rhyming duels.
Like a rap battle.
Yeah. Mom spaghetti.
Huh?
Mom spaghetti.
What the hell's that?
Eminem. Right?
No.
Yes.
So weird.
You're so weird. Number 12. They get you lost. Mischievous.
What?
I don't know what that was.
Try again.
Okay. Mischievous will-o'-the-wisps haunt marshy ground and love playing practical jokes. However, their jokes consist of leading travelers astray with their flickering lights, sometimes leading people straight to their doom in the bogs. It is believed that steering clear of will-o'-the-wisp footpaths is the best way to avoid them, although they are known to sometimes help people who are kind to them and offer them money. Same.
Right. I'll be nice to you. Give me some money.
Give me some money and I will be nice to you. Okay, number 13. They seduce, then punish you. Ooh. The Huldufólk are Icelandic fairies that are somewhat neutral. Some people believe them to be beneficial, and they build tiny wooden homes for the fairies to live in. Huldufólk aren't typically malicious, but they do have a strict moral code. These human-like creatures are known to attempt to seduce people. Those who resist are rewarded, while anyone who surrenders is punished. Number 14. They run around without clothes on.
Same.
The Calicanthazori fairies are always without clothes. While that might make you uncomfortable, nah. The creep factor comes in with their feet. They're usually shaped like those of different animals. These fairies, these are my favorites, tend to ride around on chickens and are blind, so they're typically found in groups. And sometimes they even recruit outcast fairies to be their guides. I am obsessed with them. They ride around on chickens naked and they have no idea where they're going and they have animal feet.
That's pretty cool.
Love them. Okay. 15. They are hideous.
You're hideous.
You're so hideous. Brownies. Don't say it.
What?
You know what? Brownies are typically garden fairies who do chores and help around the house.
I had a brownie once.
Stop it. While that may sound sweet and endearing, folklore says that they are hideous to look at. In some regions of Scotland, they have no separated toes or fingers. And in other areas, they have a hole in their face where their nose should be. Why are they hating? If they want to help me clean my house, I'm all for that. I don't care what they look like.
Right?
I don't care if your fingers or toes are stuck together and you have a big hole in your face. It's fine.
Because you're a big disgrace.
No.
Wiping your blood all over the place.
So weird.
You're weird.
Weirdo. Okay. Those are all 15 of the creepy fairies. And y'all, that is not all the different kinds of fairies. There's like a million more, but that's just a little taste of some of the creepy ones. That's what I have on fairies tonight. If y'all like this and y'all want to do more on the fairies, let me know. I just didn't know how people would react to doing something really long on fairies, or if y'all would love that. So if you do, shoot us an email.
Or a chart.
At supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram at supernaturalsmutpodcast.
Or you can write me a letter.
They're going to send it in the mail?
Yes.
Okay.
Snail mail.
Snail mail. Don't do that. But let us know. Also, y'all, if y'all have any ideas on what you would like for us to do, request lines are open, as Troy said. Drop those suggestions in. You can even do DMs on Instagram. You can do the email. You can try Twitter. I'm not going to answer, though, because I just do not like Twitter, as y'all know this. But yeah, we're always open to suggestions and would definitely love to see what you guys want to hear. So I think that's it.
Dive on in.
Oh, we forgot to say that.
We did dive on in.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't say that, but we did it.
We did dive on in. So there it is. But I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Next week, we will be covering The Bell Witch, one of my personal favorites. That's definitely going to be more than a one-part episode because I love The Bell Witch. So we will see y'all next Sunday.
Yay.
You going to say bye?
Say bye.